Our theme is being filled with the Holy Spirit.
由于这个月主题是被圣灵充满。
I'm now planting all of my tomatoes at home.
现在我在家里的开始种土豆。
I plant my tomatoes in 5 gallon buckets.
我种土豆大概是以这个五加仑这个一桶一桶的在种。
And that way I can move them wherever the sun is shining.
这样的话我就可以把它移到阳光所照的地方。
But before I can put the tomato into the bucket, I have to do one thing first.
但是在我把这个把土豆种下去之前，我必须做一件事情。
I have to empty everything else I put in the bucket all winter long.
我必须把这个坑里的所有的其他的东西先都拿走，然后才能把土豆种下去。
So if I'm going to have fruit, tomatoes in my bucket, first I have to empty it, so that it can be filled.
是西红柿，所以他必须把它这个拿掉，所以才能种这个西红柿才能长出来。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit has a similar requirement.
那么这个被圣灵充满呢，也是类似的事情。
I'm going to switch metaphors now and talk about my friend's apple orchard.
现在我再跟大家讲讲我一个拥有一个果园的一个朋友的事情。
I asked him, how did you ever get such a beautiful, fruitful apple orchard?
我问他，哎，你怎么能够种了这么茂盛的一个果园，这么丰盛的一个果园呢？
He told me, I had to do a lot of work before I could plant the first apple tree.
他说，在种第一棵苹果树以前，我必须做很多很多的这个预备工作。
So I asked him, well, what did you do?
我就问他，那你做什么呢？
He said, well, there were rocks, big rocks in the field, and first I had to get the rocks out of the field so I could put apple trees where the rocks were.
那么第一件事，我必须把这个土里的石头给拿走，这样才能把树种下去。
And then he said, I tested the soil to find out what things were in the soil that were bad for apple trees.
那么第二个事情就是要测量一下这个土壤的这个质量，看看哪些东西是对这个苹果树不好的。
So then he had to add lime or fertilizer or something to make the soil just right for apple trees.
这样的话他就可以加一些这种碱啊，或者一些一些肥料，使这个土壤变得更加的质量更加好。
Then he asked a biologist what kinds of things are in this field that eat apple trees.
然后他会问这个生物学比较知识比较多的人，就说在这一带有什么东西会吃掉这个树。
There were insects and there were deer who came in to eat the apple trees.
比如说昆虫啊，鹿啊，都可能会吃这个苹果树。
So then he had to do things to protect his young apple trees from all the bugs and even from the deer so that he could one day have fruit in his apple orchard.
所以他必须做一些防护的措施，让这个昆虫和这个鹿不来偷吃这个苹果树。
The next time I preach, I want to talk to you about how to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life.
那么上一次的牧师讲了这个在我们生命里怎么会长出这个圣灵的果子。
But I can't do that yet.
但是现在我还不能，现在他还不能讲这个。
According to Galatians 5, there's some groundwork we have to do before we can have fruit in our lives.
那么在种这个收得有收成之前呢，我们必须做一些预备工作。
So we'll look at the advice in these first few verses and find out the steps to take so that we can have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
所以在这个今天经文的开始几节就是这些预备我们该做什么样的预备工作才能为这个结出果实打下基础。
The first command is in verse 16.
那么第一个这个建议呢就是第十六节。
Paul says, so I say this, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
保罗说你们当顺着圣灵而行就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
So the first command before we can have God's fruit in our lives is to walk by the Spirit.
所以第一件事我们就是要顺着圣灵而行。
This is like a lot of other things Christians say.
这个其实跟我们基督徒讲的其他的一些道理也是一样的。
If I tell 100 Christians, walk by the Spirit.
如果我跟100个基督徒说你们要顺着圣灵而行。
Not two of them will have any idea how to do that.
恐怕知道如何按照圣灵而行的人还不到两个。
How How do you walk by the Spirit? How does that look?
怎么样才能顺着圣灵而行呢？
The Galatian Christians were trying really hard to be good.
那么在加拉太的信徒，他们是真是是倾尽全力想做一个好的基督徒，想做一个好人。
A little two-year-old boy came to the service at church this morning at 10 o'clock.
那么今天上午在我们教会，在美国教会这个崇拜的时候，有一个两岁的小孩走到我跟前。
And his mother said to him, "Be good."
那他妈妈对他说，对这小孩说，你今天要表现好一点哦。
And he was very serious. He looked at his mother.
那么这个小孩一下子变得非常严肃，他看着他的妈妈。
And he said, "Mama, I don't want to be good."
他说我不想表现好。
Well, we want to be good, and we try really hard, but sometimes we cannot be good.
我们即使我们想做得好我们也有时实际上也做不到。
If we try really hard not to sin, sometimes we sin anyway.
即使你极力想不犯罪，可是最终你还是犯了罪。
Paul called this living by the law.
那么保罗把这个称作活在律法之下。
You know, in the courthouses in the West, they have those scales that balance.
你知道吗？在这个西方这个法院有两个这个有这个有一个天平的这个标志。
Living according to the law is like those scales.
那么活在律法之下，就好像这两个这个天平一样。
We try to do more good things than bad things.
我们想做一些多做一些好事，少做一些坏事。
And so we say, well, God will be impressed because I do more good things than bad things.
我们就会这样的话，上帝就会对我另眼相看了，因为我做的好事比坏事多。
But that's not how the Christian life works at all.
但是这却不是基督徒的生活，应该如此的。
In fact, even one sin tips the scales in the wrong direction.
实际上，哪怕是一桩罪，都可以把这个天平完全倾斜过来。
So in human strength, I'm like that two-year-old boy.
所以，如果我是靠着我的自己力量去做的话，那我就跟那个两岁小孩差不多。
Even when I want to be good, sometimes I'm not good.
即使我想去做得好，我还是做不好。
So that's why God made it possible for us to walk in the Spirit.
所以神才要我们顺着圣灵而行。
Walking in the Spirit requires first unconditional surrender to the Holy Spirit.
那么顺着圣灵而行，要求我们要把无条件的把我们的生命交托给主。
I've read many biographies of the lives of famous Christians.
我喜欢读一些著名的基督徒，一些有名基督徒的这个传记。
They all have a similar element in their personal story.
他们这个传记有一个共同点。
They came to a point in their lives when they were frustrated with their inability to follow Christ.
他们在一生中一定会经历到一个非常绝望，一个非常沮丧的一个地步。
And they got down on their knees and cried out to God.
最后他们不得不完全的跪下，向神呼喊。
God help me, I cannot do this.
神啊，帮助我，因为我自己做不了。
They surrendered to the power of God in their lives.
他完全在神的能力面前降服了。
They told God, I need you to resist temptation in me.
他们对神说，神啊，我需要你来帮助我去抵制诱惑。
I need to learn to trust God always and never trust myself.
我必须相信，在任何时候都能够信靠主，而不是信靠我自己。
That's the simplest definition of walking in the Spirit that I know.
所以我认为这就是顺着圣灵而行的一个很简单的定义。
Walking in the Spirit produces an interesting result.
那么如果我们能够顺着圣灵而行，我们就会有一些非常奇妙的一些结果。
Paul said, "Walk in the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh."
保罗说，如果你能够顺着圣灵而行，你就不会放纵肉体的情欲了。
Paul gives an awful list of sins here in this passage.
那么接下来保罗给了一个关于罪的清单。
He is telling us that if I do the things in the list, I'm not walking by the Spirit.
保罗说，如果你犯了这个清单中的一样罪的话，那你可能就不是顺着圣灵而行。
Too many Christians live double lives.
很多基督徒过了一个双重的生活。
We live one life when we are with other Christians and in the church.
我们在教会里跟其他的弟兄姊妹的过着一种生活。
And then we have a secret life that we don't tell others about.
但是呢，我们又有另一面秘密的一面，不能告为人知的。
And in this secret life, we do the things that are in this list or other sins that are listed in the Bible.
那么在我们的秘密生活那个里面呢，我们就做这些罪里面的这个列举的事情。
But the Bible tells me that my sins will find me out.
但是圣经说罪会追上你们。
Now in the passage it says that your sinful nature is pulling you away from God.
那么这个刚才这个经文说呢，肉体的邪情私欲会把你从神这个旁边给拉走拉远。
And the Holy Spirit is pulling you toward God.
但是圣灵会把你又拉回到神那儿。
Do you still have that tug of war at the church picnic at Harkness Park?
你们现在这个野炊教会团契的时候还玩不玩拔河比赛？
I joined you for your church picnic one year, and we had a tug of war.
我记得前几年我们两个教会有联合团契的时候，我们搞了一场拔河比赛。
Do you ever feel like the rope in a tug of war?
你觉得你自己像不像那个拔河比赛那个绳子？
God's got this arm, and He's pulling you toward Jesus and righteousness.
那么神呢，一方面把你拉向耶稣，拉向这个公义。
And my own desires are trying to pull me this way away from God.
可是我自己的邪情私欲，我的私欲把我拉向远离神的那一个方向。
And my life is just being pulled back and forth.
所以我的生活就这样被拉来拉去。
Jesus Christ is offering you the opportunity. He will put an end to the tug of war.
但是耶稣应许你，他可以让这场拔河比赛结束。
He said, "If you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law."
他说，如果你是活在圣灵，如果你是按照圣灵而行，你就不活在律法之下了。
A.B. Simpson is the founder of the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
我们知道，宣道会的这个创始人是信宣 Simpson.
He said, "It is the Holy Spirit who resists the flesh, and He alone can overcome it and exclude it. As we walk in the Spirit, we shall resist the lust of the flesh." Here is God's great secret of holiness, not fighting sin, but being filled with God.
信宣说，能够抵挡肉体的只有圣灵，只有圣灵才能够战胜肉体，能够把肉体阻挡在外。所以，我们如果顺着圣灵而行，我们就不会满足肉体的情欲。这里我告诉大家一个如何成为圣洁的一个秘诀，就是不要去再跟罪去做斗争，而是要被神所充满。
So the first step to a life of victory is to walk in the Spirit.
所以第一件事情就是被圣灵充满，顺着圣灵而行。
Let's look at the second step on this journey.
那么第二步呢，我们该做的就是什么呢？
He tells us now that we have to crucify our sinful nature.
第二步就是必须把肉体和肉体的邪情私欲钉在十字架上。
That's another one of those things Christians say that are difficult for people to understand.
那么这个事情对很多人来说也是很难以理解的。
He obviously is not being literal and saying you need to crucify yourself.
当然，保罗不是说你真的把自己给钉死在十字架上。
That's ridiculous because, I mean, I can nail one hand to the cross.
那因为这个很荒谬了，显然嘛，如果我可以把我一个手钉在十字架上。
But then, how am I going to nail my other hand to the cross?
可是这个手如果被钉上，我怎么钉我另外一只手呢？
You see that? I mean, this is not possible.
所以保罗不是讲这个，真正你的肉体就是被钉在十字架上。
So let me say before I read this scripture, this is something God has to do for me.
所以这个呢是神要为你做的。
The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sinful immorality, impurity, debauchery, I'll define these words. Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
这个经文里说，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Sadly, there are Christians who secretly live a life of defeat in some of these areas.
但是不幸的是，的确有些基督徒 犯了这样的罪，刚才过了这样的生活。
The Bible clearly teaches that I cannot follow Christ and walk within these sins at the same time.
圣经明确的教导我们不可能一方面要跟随耶稣，一方面要过一个罪的生活。
If I want to fellowship with Christ, I have to walk in holiness. I have to live like Jesus.
如果我想跟神有美好的团契的话，那我就必须跟随耶稣，我必须过一个圣洁的生活。
I'm going to give a quick definition of the things in the list.
那么现在我接下来给大家解释一下这些罪到底在生活中都表现成什么都是什么表现。
The sexual immorality that he talks about is anything other than a married man and woman.
那么奸淫呢，就是指的除了在这个在婚姻之内一男一女的婚姻之内，其他任何一切的这个不正当的性行为都是奸淫。
Impurity and debauchery describe most of what internet pornography and the movie and TV industry do.
那么污秽和邪荡就是今天我们知道这个网络色情，还有这个电影、电视里宣传那些不好的东西。
Idolatry is worshiping anything or anyone other than God.
拜偶像就是拜除了这个圣经里的神之外的任何的人或者是任何的宗教。
Witchcraft is trying to manipulate events through the power of magic.
邪术呢，就是靠一些这种邪灵的这个能力来做一些事情。
That includes things like tarot cards and astrology and all of those things that try to predict the future.
比如说靠着这个占星术啊、算命啊，想要预知未来，这都算邪术。
All of us know what hatred and discord are.
我们都知道仇恨和争竞是什么。
Except I wanted to say that discord is being an argumentative person.
那么争竞呢，就是一个喜欢跟别人这个吵架的人。
Christians who love to argue are not following the Holy Spirit.
一个喜欢跟别人吵架的基督徒，不是顺着圣灵而行的。
He talks about selfish ambition.
然后他又讲了这个自私野心。
Ambition can be a good thing.
当然，你说这个一个人有一个雄心抱负呢，一方面可能会是好的。
It's a good thing, for example, to want to get a great education.
比如说，你想得到一个好的教育，这是好的。
It's a good thing to want to get a good job and be promoted.
你想找到一份好的工作，想得到提升这也无可厚非。
These good things can become bad things when I want to spend everything I make on myself.
但是问题是，如果你把所有这些东西都是为了自己的好处，那这个就从好的变成坏的了。
So ambition is good, but selfish ambition is bad.
所以这个雄心是好的，野心，自私的野心却是坏的。
Paul, this is just one of the lists, and it doesn't include every sin a person could commit.
当然，保罗这个清单里不可能是概括所有的罪了。
So he finally just gives a summary statement.
所以他最后给了一个总结。
He said, I warn you as I did before, that people who do things like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
他说，行这些事的人必定不能承受神的国。
If the things that Paul is talking about are so dangerous, we need to take drastic measures to avoid them.
如果有这样大的危险的话，那我们必须采取很一切的手段来防止这样的事情发生。
So verses 24 and 25 talk about the drastic measures we need to avoid sin.
那这个措施是什么呢？这就是24节到25节所要说的。
He says those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature and its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
是这么说，凡属基督的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Jesus said a similar thing.
耶稣也说过类似的话。
In Matthew 16, he said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
在马太福音16:24，耶稣说。耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
So how do we take up our cross and crucify our sinful nature?
那么我们怎么样才能够背起十字架，把我们的肉体钉在十字架上呢？
Paul gave us a hint how we can do this in Romans chapter 6.
那么保罗在罗马书的第六章给了我们一个提示，我们该怎么做。
He said, For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has a mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. And the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
保罗在罗马书第六章说，因为我们知道，基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次。他活是向神活着，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
This is something you need to do by faith, with the help of God.
所以这个事情呢，是你要靠着信心来神来帮助你才能做到的事情。
So I have an assignment for you, homework when you get home from church today.
今天我给大家布置一道家庭作业。
You could pick a sin that is something that you are commonly tempted to do.
你可以想一想，你最容易犯的一件罪是什么？
You might be tempted to worry or to envy someone else.
比如说，你容易忧虑，容易嫉妒。
When you're angry, maybe you're tempted to go into a rage and yell and hurt people's feelings.
比如说，你生气的时候，你可能会。会恼怒，会大喊大叫，去伤害别人的感情，这也是一个罪。
When you're in trouble with your parents, maybe you're tempted to lie.
对于孩子来说，可能你向你父母撒谎，这也是你容易犯的罪。
So I want you to pick the sin that you want to put in your death certificate.
所以我希望呢，你把这样的罪写下来，然后给他写一张死亡证书。
And I want you to write a declaration of death for me.
你就写下如下的话来宣布这个罪的死亡。
And so, for example, I could write, I, Charles Tyree, declare myself dead to being angry and yelling at people.
你可以说，今天我田成宣布我自己向这个发怒大叫这个罪已经死了。
And just like any other death certificate, I'm going to sign that and put the date on it.
就像写真正的死亡证书一样，你必须签上自己的这个今天的日期，然后签上自己的名字。
Remember, he said, "Consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to righteousness."
记住，因为圣经说你要向罪看着自己是死的，向神看着自己是活的。
Visit cemeteries often when I'm doing services for people who have died.
由于做牧师的缘故，我经常去到墓地啊，给大家给人做这个仪式。
I want to tell you something that I have observed every time I go to the cemetery.
我给大家讲一下，每次我来到墓地，我看到的是什么
？All the dead people in the cemetery, no one's ever yelling at anyone.
那些死人是不会再叫的。
You cannot tempt a dead person to yell at someone.
你也不可能让死人去向某个人大喊大叫。
You can't tempt them to lie; they won't lie.
死人也不会撒谎。
They're not tempted to steal anything that doesn't belong to them.
死人也不会偷东西。
You see what I mean? They're dead to all these things.
你懂我的意思吗？因为他们已经死了。
Now the Bible says that you could take a sin that's tempting to you, and you can actually die to that.
你圣经说你可以把那个罪列出来，然后你可以宣布，就是你向这个罪你已经死了。
And when you're dead to it, it doesn't tempt you anymore.
如果你已经向这个罪死了，那个罪也不可能再引诱你了。
I went to a pastor friend of mine once when someone was being unkind to me.
有一次呢，我向一个另外也是做牧师的人，我的一个朋友这个人对我以前不太友好。
He told a lot of people some things about me that were not true.
他跟很多人说了一些关于我一些不好的一些这种谣言。
And I was feeling very sorry for myself.
当时我非常的难过。
I was almost depressed.
我当时都是到了一个抑郁的地步了。
So I went to my pastor friend and I told him my sad story.
所以呢，我就跟他说了我这个故事。
I wanted him to be sympathetic and to say, "Oh, Chuck, it'll be all right."
我希望这个牧师能跟我说没关系，田成，你没问题的，你会好起来的。
Instead, he said, "Chuck, you need to die."
但是牧师却跟我说，田成，你应该死了才好。
You cannot offend the honor of a dead man.
如果你是个死人，别人就不会再得罪你。
You cannot hurt the feelings of a dead man.
你不可能伤害一个死人的感情吧。
You cannot ruin the reputation of a dead man.
你也不可能毁坏一个死人的名誉吧。
Dead men don't have ego to make them proud.
死人也不会有骄傲，也不会有自我这个意识。
So I went home and I prayed and asked God for a miracle.
所以呢，我就回到家里，我就跟上帝祷告，说希望神给我一个奇迹。
I asked God to help me die to my pride.
我对神说，让我向我自己的骄傲死了吧。
And you know, after I asked God to help me, I wasn't hurt anymore by the things the man said about me.
知道吗？当我做这个祷告以后，那个人对我说的话，对我再也没有伤害了。
And I wasn't angry anymore at the man who said these things.
我对那个人说的话也再也不感到生气了。
I wanted to love him and help him and see if I could say something nice about him.
我反而我希望我能够爱他，我能够帮助他，能够跟他说一些好听的话。
This doesn't seem like something that would really work.
这个看上去好像就是这么一个办法。
But it does really work.
好像似乎行不通，但是的确是行得通这个方法。
Because it's here and it's in the Word of God and it's there for you and me.
因为这是神说的话。
The next thing I learned that I need to pray is that the things that I declared dead wouldn't be resurrected.
第二个祷告就是说，我那些已经宣布的死了的罪，我希望那些罪不会再一次复活，不会再死灰复燃。
Even though I died to my pride in that circumstance, I was tempted to be proud again.
即使我当时说我向这个骄傲的罪已经死了，但是以后我还是有可能会突然想变得骄傲起来。
I learned that the next time I was tempted to be proud,
我知道如果下一次我马上就要变得骄傲的话
，I needed to say no. I died to pride.
我必须说没有不，我不会骄傲，因为我向骄傲已经死了。
If I walk in the Spirit, I won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
因为我如果顺着圣灵而行，就不会满足肉体的情欲了。
Crucifixion is something that is never automatic.
钉十字架不是一个一下子就可以做到的事情，不是一个自动就发生的事情。
It's always intentional, something you must decide to do.
钉十字架必须是自愿的，你必须做出这个决定，自愿被钉在十字架上。
I have a quote from A.W. Tozer, another favorite author.
我下面跟大家引用一段陶树所说的话。
He says, "Deal thoroughly with sin. This is to say that every known sin is to be named, identified, and repudiated. That we must trust God for deliverance from it, so that there is no more sin anywhere in our lives. It is absolutely necessary that we deal this way, because God is a holy God." And sin is on the throne of the world, so don't call your sins by some other name.
陶树说，你必须彻底的对付你的罪。这就是说，你必须能够把你知道的一切的罪都能够写下来，都能够找到，而且能够去对他说来否定他。而且我们必须相信神能够把我们从这个罪里能够解救出来，因为这样的话，我们的生命里面不会再有任何的罪存在。这是绝对有必要的，因为神是一位圣洁的神，而罪却是坐在世界的宝座上面。所以不要把你的罪换一个名字，把它美化说认为或者找一个借口说它不是罪。
So you and I want the fruit of the Holy Spirit to grow in our lives.
如果你想在你生命中结出圣灵的果子
，But before God can do that, He has to remove some things from our lives.
但是神要在种果之前，必须从你的生命中先移去，先除去一些东西。
He has to test the soil of my life and remove the things that are deadly to the fruit of the Spirit.
他必须先测试一下我们这个生命的土壤的质量如何，这个土壤会不会把这个果子给弄死。
He has to help me put up barriers in my life to protect the fruit of the Spirit from the temptations that will come to rob and steal it.
他也会把我们的生命这个土壤给圈一个篱笆给保护起来，不让那些引诱私欲把这个。果实给破坏。
When some sin in your life starts to become a habit, you need to deal with it very quickly.
当你的罪已经变成习惯的时候，你一定要对付这个罪。
You need to say to God, "Help me. I depend on you. I want to walk with the Spirit."
你要说神啊，请你帮助我，我需要你的帮助，我要靠着圣灵而行。
You need to speak to God and ask God to help you die to that temptation.
你必须要神来帮你向这个罪死了。
So as you learn to do this as a habit, it makes a wonderful rich soil in your life where God can do some wonderful things.
当你经常这样去做的话，把它变成一个好的习惯的话，你会有一天会惊奇的发现，你的生命的土壤真的会变得非常的好。
Next time I preach, I want to talk about how the Holy Spirit can produce love and joy and peace and patience.
那么下一次我想讲一讲圣灵是如何结出这些果子。
How God can make us more gentle and self-controlled.
神如何把我们变成一个温柔、一个自制的人。
How the Lord can make us humble like He is.
神如何把我们变成一个像他一样谦卑的人。
So between this time and next month when I preach, I have this homework to do.
所以在今天讲到和下次讲到之前呢，我就把这个家庭作业布置给你们。
If God has pointed to some things in your life that are not going to help the fruit grow there, then we have some time to allow Him to work on that in our lives.
如果你发现你生命里有些东西是不能够结出这个果实的话，那么呢，你求神能够帮你找到这些东西，然后把它去掉。
Some of these things may seem like immovable objects in your life.
可能有些东西觉得是，你觉得这怎么可能去得掉呢？太大太重了。
You're thinking, oh, Pastor Chuck, I just worry. I cannot stop worrying.
你会说牧师啊，我就是一个喜欢焦虑的人，我没有办法不焦虑。
I have a terrible self-image. I've always felt badly about myself.
我对自己总是有一个对这个一个很自卑的一个感觉。
My father was angry. My mother is angry. I'm angry.
我的爸爸也是容易生气的人，我的妈妈也容易生气，所以我也是个很容易生气的人。
These are our big stones, boulders buried in your life, and only God can move them.
那么这些东西呢，就的确是你这个生命土壤那一些很大的石块，只有神才能够把这些石块给挪去。
I promise you, this is no problem for God. He can move big stones out of your life.
但是我向你保证，这些东西对神来说绝对不会太重，神能够把它们全部都挪走。
If there is in your life something like bitterness, anger, grief that will not end, God can take that away.
如果你生命中有一些，比如说由于生气、恼怒带来的苦毒啊。那么神也能把它挪去。
The fruit of the Spirit cannot grow in soil that's poisoned by these negative emotions.
圣灵的果实是不能从这个充满了这个一个负面的情绪，这样一些不好的情绪这个土壤里给长出来的。
Jesus Christ can really heal those things in your heart.
因为耶稣的确可以医治你心灵的创伤。
And we need to ask Him and say, I'm dying to my bitterness.
你必须对你必须说，我向着这个苦毒，我已经死了。
I've been mourning and mourning and crying. I need for you to lift my head up.
神啊，我是这么的伤心，我哭了这么久，神啊，我需要你能够帮助我，把我再一次扶起来。
Jesus will grow beautiful fruit in your life.
这样的话，神就能够，耶稣就能在你的生命中长出美好的果实。
In places where only weeds and thorns grew before.
这种果实是长在那些以前只能有杂草、只会有死亡的地方。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Almighty God, thank you that you can do this.
大能的神，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为你能够做到这一切。
We have tried and tried and failed and failed.
我们一次一次想凭着自己的力量去做，可是我们一次一次的失败。
We could not even honestly say that we've done more good things than bad things always.
我们甚至不能说我们做过的好事比坏事要多。
Show us how to surrender to your spirit.
神啊，告诉我们该如何的把我们的生命完全降服在你的面前。
Help us to humbly fall on our knees and say, I cannot do this. I need you to do it in me.
让我们谦卑的在你面前跪下说，我自己做不到，我需要你来帮助我。
There are things in my life that I need to die to.
生命中有些事情，我必须向他们死去。
Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters that your Spirit will help us to do that.
主啊，我们向你祷告，希望你的圣灵能够帮助我们弟兄姊妹。
We will give you these temptations and ask us you to help us to die to them.
我们会把我们受的那些试探都交在你面前，让你教会我们如何向这些罪、向这些私欲死去。
Father, prepare our hearts and lives so you can produce the fruit of the Spirit in us.
主啊，预备好我们的心，预备好我们的生命，让我们结出圣灵的果实。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.